Welcome to the PASL Podcast CMO Series.
In today's competitive market, business development is key to a successful career as a lawyer, and anyone striving to become a partner is expected to have a flexible attitude towards business and, importantly, winning it. However, on a busy day, BD activities can often take the back burner and move down the list of priorities. We are lucky to be joined today by Marissa Eubanks, Director of Marketing at Rumberger Kirk, to discuss how to encourage and motivate your lawyers to stay on top of their BD activities. Welcome, Marissa.
Thank you for having me, Charles.
Hey, it's great to speak to you. And jumping straight into things, when we spoke previously, you mentioned that the key to getting lawyers to do anything for you is to first build trust. So maybe we can start off with you telling us a little bit about how you build trust with your lawyers and how you positioned BD and marketing as the trusted experts at Rumberger Kirk.
Yeah, so before I was hired as the first marketing professional here, for decades, as with most firms, the phone would just ring with new work. But then the industry changed, clients changed, they were no longer as loyal, and the competition for a shrinking market of work got fierce. My firm recognized that they needed to do a culture shift from just relying on a handful of rainmakers and broaden the practice of business development to a more firm-wide participation. I think it's also important to note, Charles, that not everyone is going to be a rainmaker. I'm of the opinion that everyone can still contribute to business development in some way. And that could be whether it's helping others prepare for a pitch meeting or an RFP, writing, speaking, of course, are the more obvious ones. But even if you identify a trend and bring it to someone's attention and then let someone else run with it. This is important because otherwise you can be, as a marketing professional, wasting your time trying to get certain people to do something that's just simply not in their DNA. But rather, you could spend time nurturing what is in their DNA, and then you broaden that participation firm-wide in the process. But back to your question, business development is all about building relationships. It's the foundation. So when I came on board, I did exactly what I asked my attorneys to do with their potential clients. I started building relationships. I see the lawyers as my clients, and I had to get to know them. I needed them to get to know me to build their trust and confidence in me to be that go-to resource for all things marketing and business development. It took a while, but it's kind of akin to turning an aircraft carrier into the wind. You do it slowly and with intention. And by creating these relationships, as well as with some few good early results, it really did help me get a seat at the table when I need to be at that table.
Brilliant. And I imagine that's been somewhat of a journey, the 14 years coming into the firm where they didn't really have a marketing and BD set up to where it is today. So in terms of how you support your team, the new sort of associates in developing their BD skills, what sort of structures are in place to support new associates when they join the firm?
Yeah, so you need to introduce the concept of business development to associates from day one, whether they come to you fresh out of law school or they're coming from another firm. And so several years ago, we developed business development guidelines for associates because at the time, depending on who you asked, there were so many mixed messages going around, and we needed to reel those in and create one consistent message across the board for our younger lawyers. Introducing that language to associates early on is important, but it's also a gradual development at the same time. So we broke down activities by year because obviously we want 1 to 3 year lawyers focusing on learning to be good attorneys and not worrying if they have to bring in a new client every quarter. It's kind of baking a cake, you slowly fold in the ingredients one at a time. Typically, I encourage associates to get involved with their local bar association. They tell them start attending meetings and events regularly so they can learn to network. And then maybe in the next year, find a committee you want to join. And then the goal should be become a chair of that committee or another committee over time. Because these are the skills that are transferable to an industry group. So when they get to that point, a little more senior, they'll be able to network with potential clients. We want to slowly build those skills they will need. So when it comes time before he or she is to become partner, they have a basic understanding of what will be expected of them under the business development part of their practice. And I think another important point is that this also teaches these young attorneys how to be involved in those outside activities while still balancing their workload and home life.
Yeah, I like that structured approach you talk about is you just give them a number of tasks to do. You don't say, we need you to go out and find business. You say, actually, this is what you need to do. You need to attend these networking events. You need to get in touch with the local bar and be part of those committees. So it's quite a nice little structure to it. And I imagine that gets you some fantastic results.
Yeah, the local bar associations are the great training ground for this. To build these skills.
Yeah, you're sort of giving them exposure to the skills they need. And like you said, it's all transferable. So the skills they learn doing those activities, they're going to be able to apply later on in their career. I was just having a look at the Rumbo Kirk website, and you've got a fantastic insight section where you've got lots of regular lawyer-led content. So how do you encourage your lawyers to write and contribute to that?
Before social media, for a while, we struggled getting content. So my managing partner and I sat down and came up with the idea, let's require our associates to write one marketing-related article per year. At first, it was tied to their bonus for compliance, but now it's just strongly encouraged, and most of them still do comply because they see the value in it. Other steps we've taken is we signed up with a content aggregator. We went with JD Supra, and the beauty of this partnership is that the attorneys get to see how many views, what companies, and sometimes even what individuals are viewing their articles. And this goes for associates and partners. So it's not just a one and done process. In fact, for example, we had a partner and associate co-write an article on vaccine passports in May of this year. And as you know, vaccine mandate anything is the hottest topic of 2021. This article alone has gotten over 45,000 views since it was posted. And it kept the attorneys writing and speaking on this topic because they saw that it's definitely one of interest. A content aggregator really helps encourage the lawyers, and it tells them that the time and effort that they put into writing are worth it. And also, I think working with a good PR firm to get articles published really is a tremendous help too in encouraging attorneys to write.
I imagine that was quite an interesting process in actually you started by mandating that people had to do it, but actually it transitioned into something where lawyers started to see the value, and actually you no longer have to crack the whip, because if people are seeing the value, like you said, on using your JD Supra, they can see who's reading it and how many engagements it's getting. I imagine that's a very powerful motivator for getting them to do it time and time again.
Yeah, it is certainly, it certainly helped keep content coming in, because as you know, content is your lifeline, especially online.
Yeah, brilliant. Just staying on that idea of motivating, encouraging your lawyers to, engage and stay on top of their BD activities. Do you have any other top tips or tricks that you use to motivate your people?
I know that probably every single legal marketing professional does struggle with this, is having to motivate lawyers. But going back to my comments about building relationships with your clients, you deal with so many different types of people and personalities, and that's why relationship building is so important. I think the better the relationship, the more you know how much further you can push. And this is not to say that you're going to have a great relationship with every lawyer in your firm or practice group, because realistically you're not, but you still learn how to work with even the most difficult people, and you still learn how to work with them or how much further you can push. I guess sometimes we forget that attorneys wear a lot of hats, and they're being pulled in many directions, including by marketing or BD department. So I often have to prioritize for my lawyers. If my department, we're asking for multiple items, then I'll have a conversation with the attorney and negotiate with them what can they fit in their schedule and what is most important to our department that they get done. So you're not going to get everything you want from them all the time, but I really think they do appreciate that you appreciate their time, and then they're more willing to help you out.
Yeah, and if you've got those strong relationships in place and you sort of understand what they've sort of got on their caseload and workload, then I guess it helps you know when to push and maybe when to back off and give them a little bit of space, hey?
Exactly.
And so when we look at the last 2 years, obviously with the pandemic, there's been this huge shift to a digital world. What impact has this had on BD, and how can lawyers accelerate BD in this digital first world?
The last 2 years have been insane, and they've had a tremendous impact, and it's all because of COVID. I mean, everyone knows the pandemic forced us to function remotely, electronically. And as I tell my attorneys, that world is here to stay. They now have to function in a hybrid world. The days of visiting clients' offices, I think, are likely over, because even the clients are now remaining working remote. Lawyers have to learn to network and build relationships online, and it's a huge challenge for many of them, huge. We've struggled with getting attorneys to post and share content on their LinkedIn even before COVID. I think a lot of them still wonder, is LinkedIn really a thing? And it is a thing. It's a very big thing, and you have to work it to reap the benefits. So using technology to help, such as an employee advocacy program, which is we're about to embark on, I think is a great way to help the lawyers post more easily. And then it helps us expand the reach of our content. And again, going back to that client relationship, we tell attorneys to find ways to make their clients' jobs easier. So the same thing for us, help make it easier for the lawyers to do business development. And, you know, while technology can be expensive, I think in most instances, it's worth the expense if it's going to get the results you want.
Yeah, of course. And the point I picked up what you said there is how you practice what you preach. Obviously, you tell your lawyers to go out and add value and make their clients' job easier. And then you treat your lawyers that way, and you make it as easy as possible for them to sort of stay on top of their BD activities in this digital world. So to wrap things up, we ask this question at the end of all of our podcast interviews. What would be your one takeaway piece of advice for marketers and BD professionals? Now, we keep this pretty open, so feel free to answer it as you will.
Yeah, I've been asked that question before, and I would say develop a thick skin, be confident, and don't second guess your abilities. I've been working in a law firm for well over 20 years, and working in a law firm and with lawyers can be tough. It's certainly not for everyone, but it can also be a rewarding and challenging professional environment. So definitely develop a thick skin.
Yeah, I like that. I'm sure if it's not for the faint-hearted, it's not for the faint-hearted sometimes when it can get stressful, and the lawyers have a lot on their plate, and you're trying to round them up and get them to do this additional work for their BD. So yeah, I can totally see how that thick skin comes in handy.
Right, especially you're working with people who are trained to be adversarial. So it is definitely a tough environment.
Yeah. Well, thank you today for sharing your insights on how to encourage and motivate your lawyers to get involved with those BD activities. It's been great to catch up, and hopefully we will see you soon, Marissa. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Charles, for including me on this. It's been fun.